the importance of mummy nut sanitation and tree nuts, particularly almonds. There are many reasons to do it. With me today is Houston Wilson, an assistant cooperative extension specialist with the Department of Entomology at UC Riverside, and he's based at the Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Parlier, southeast of Fresno. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Houston.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
We're in the time of year where, you know, sanitation is so critically important for navel orangeworm. Getting the mummies out of the tree is like the foundation of reducing the NOW pressure in a field, which can lead to a lot of damage and cost a grower a lot of money. Give me your recommendation on what growers should be doing right now, especially since we got a little bit of rain, a little bit of fog.
Yeah, so really, sanitation is the foundation for navel orangeworm control and management in orchards. So this time of year, folks should be out there trying to do sanitation. And that is all-inclusive in terms of shaking the trees, getting the mummies out of the canopy, getting them down onto the orchard floor, blowing off your berms, collecting all of those mummies that you can, and destroying them.
It is cost-effective, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's increasingly important today because of the increased restrictions on aflatoxin. Yeah. and key export markets. And so you have both the potential for navel orangeworm infestation and crop damage and the immediate impacts that's going to have on your yield. But then these heavier restrictions, you're really trying to push things even further down because you can have entire loads getting rejected if you have high aflatoxin levels, which are associated with navel orangeworm infestation.
In the field loss and export loss as well. Wow.
Usually if you can get a premium on the low infestation, pretty much pays for it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Your logic on that is totally correct. So there's the price premium that you're going to lose out on with heavier infestation levels, and then the risk of having the aflatoxin in there.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of sanitation, Houston. What is the maximum number of mummies you want to leave in the trees? The maximum number.
Okay, so, you know, when it comes to orchard sanitation, there are a number of factors that can influence the mortality of the mummies that you have out in the orchard. So we typically talk about this in terms of how many mummies per tree, both in the canopy and those that you find on the ground. And what we recommend for almonds, at least, they've developed some numbers for that, is that you want to have no more than 8 mummies on the ground around an individual tree, and no more than 1 individual mummy in a total of 5 trees. So that's something like 0.2 mummies per tree, which is just a very, very low, and really, really zero is the goal, right? But I mean, we have to face reality, and there's cost and time that is required to do the sanitation efforts. And, you know, a couple features that are important to think about is one, not all mummies are created equal, so to say. So, you know, out of 100 mummies in one orchard versus another orchard, you do likely have varying levels of infestation. So if there's any way to actually investigate that in your own orchard and determine, you know, what is the level of infestation that I have here, that's going to help you better understand the potential for NOW populations in the following year. On top of that, we do know that moisture can negatively influence the survival of the NOW that are overwintering in those mummies. And so there has been some data generated that shows that mummies that are in a wetter condition, or they're in ground covers, something like that, they likely have increased mortality. And that's work that I'm starting to follow up on with some of our cover crop projects in almonds in 2019. But for all of that being said, I really want to emphasize that just because we have a really wet winter, or you have a lot of resident weedy vegetation, or even a cover crop or something in your orchard with mummies in it, do not rely on that alone to take care of the infested nuts that you have in the orchard. You absolutely need to sanitize. And the level of sanitation that any given grower is able to carry out in their orchard is certainly an economic equation that's particular to their setting. So all of those things should be considered, but in a perfect world, we would get all of those mummies out of all of the orchards. And I understand that there's limitations to that, but you've got to do as much as you can to do that within the parameters of your operation.
And Houston says you're not done sanitizing until you destroy those mummies, chop them with a mower, or disc them into the soil.
Right. So, you know, the general process that I recommend is you start from the top and move to the bottom. So the mummies that are in the tree canopy, those have been shown to be a lot more suitable of a overwintering site for navel orangeworm versus the mummies that are down on the ground. It's kind of it's off the orchard floor. When it's up in the canopy, it's not as susceptible to a lot of the biological activity down on the orchard floor that could increase mortality. So you really want to focus on getting those mummy nuts out of the tree canopy. And that's why our thresholds are so low for the canopy. Again, it's one mummy in the canopy of five trees. You want to have no more than that versus eight mummies on the ground around an individual tree. So get them out of the tree either by shaking or sending in polling crews. And then once that is cleared out, then you can focus on everything on the ground and blow off the berms and aggregate those mummies together, at which point you can either disc them into the soil or use a flail mower to destroy them. But, you know, trying to get them all concentrated in an area and then get rid of them in some means.
Well, Houston Wilson, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to.